It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
You can't believe number 5? Is that why you're
laughing? No, I can't believe what I just saw on the TV screen.
Okay.
Hold on, I'll share that with you in just a second. Right now, I got a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet. Trailer prices every day. Caller number 19, 312-981-7200. Rips us off.
Woo!
I was just looking at the TV screen, and it's CNN, and they've been developing now. Trump advisor, colon. So a Trump advisor said this. If China doesn't like it, screw them.
Doesn't sound so good. I wonder what Trump advisor that was. Screw them.
Can we look up to see? Let's find out if there's audio of that to make that number one, please. We'll give you some time. Oh, my God. All right. Maybe it's on Twitter.
That seems reasonable.
All right. You know what I say, China? He isn't taking the oath of office yet. You know what I would like to say to you, China? I'll tell you, this is what I'd like to say. That's what I'd like to say.
There's a new sheriff in town.
He just sends emojis. There's that bomb emoji.
Right. Can you imagine if he moves to that? He doesn't really do emojis, does he, on Twitter? I haven't seen that yet.
It's a fairly advanced move to put an emoji on a tweet.
Mm-hmm. But, it's universally understood. Be a problem, actually.
If
you're lately, now my keyboard, if I start typing something, the emoji of the word will come up. So if I type Christmas in a text, the Christmas tree pops up.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's like the new thing.
I love it.
Yeah.
I'm only talking emojis now.
All right. So I've gotten details now. It's a Stephen Moore guy.
Oh, okay.
Who was a... He's an economic advisor to the Trump White House, but he was a writer, wasn't he? Didn't he have a Wall Street Journal and some other stuff? Steve Moore is a great talk show guest. And apparently he said it on a talk show.
Okay.
So.
Slightly different.
If China doesn't like it, screw him.
Well, that's different than representing the Trump team saying that.
Although he is a representative of the Trump team. But these guys are all learning their jobs. Sort of like the Bears wide receiving corps.
We have supposed to catch the ball? Oh.
Yeah. So this is sort of what's happening there. All right. Okay. All right. Okay.
Number 5.
Partially explains it.
Wish Orion were a economic advisor. Everything would be fine.
Yeah, they should.
Orion would never say that.
No, they wouldn't.
Mayor Emanuel and President-elect Trump discuss Chicago's status as a sanctuary city on a phone conversation. Now, Emanuel has been trying to walk the line between honoring the privacy of the chat and letting Chicagoans know that, hey, I'm standing up for our Chicago values.
We talked about a host of things. I'm also not a shrinking violet. I think we can say that. Thanks for that. I'm not a shrinking violet, so I'm also clear about what's important for the city of Chicago, what are our values, and I've been very clear about what I think are what is important for the city and what our values are, not just as a city, but as a country. And not only am I not a shrinking violet, I'm familiar with being able to speak honestly and frankly with presidents.
Do you think the F word came up at all?
Yeah, both
once?
Of them.
Both of them.
You know, but, you know, this, the see.
What?
Let me just say this about Rahm Emanuel. This whole idea of, like, we're for Chicago values, Chicago values, Chicago values. Well, here in Chicago, we look at this and we know we have problems. We're trying to fix them. We also know the greatness of this city. We know how great it has been historically. And we know how, bright and shining and vibrant it can be. But we also realize that all kinds of bad stuff is happening in this city. Every weekend and on the expressways now and everything else. It's gone crazy what is happening with the violence. So when he gets up and talks about Chicago values to a national audience, people laugh.
I think that's true. I mean, Chicago's been held up as an example of what's wrong. When
literally, it's been held up.
How we're handling it and police and citizen relations and all of that. So it's not great. Apparently, though, Trump initiated this phone call because of Rahm Emanuel's experience in two different White Houses. And so he's... Apparently, he reached out to him.
What is the Wi-Fi password?
Do you think he told him how to fix the gun violence in Chicago?
In 1 week, he can do it.
I forgot. I know it was something. I forgot what the guy said. But seriously, what's the Wi-Fi password? That's all I need.
And where's my street sign?
Do you have the key to that desk? It's in the office next to the Oval Office, third desk from the left, top drawer. Do you have the key to that? We need it.
I think the mayor would probably reveal that if that's what it was about.
They put my phone in there so I can't tweet anymore.
At certain hours, they lock it up.
Seriously, what's the Wi-Fi password? All right. Wait, there's more.
The president-elect called. The key thing is if somebody's making a phone call, you know my view about this, which is they're private unless they want to talk about it. That said, I was upfront, honest. We talked about a range of issues, I can think it's fair for me at least to characterize that he is obviously quite familiar with my background, working in two prior administrations in different roles and also on the transitions.
Right. You're the guy missing the finger, right? Did you send? You were one to send the dead fish, right? Ram father? That's what they say about you on Drudge.
I can see Trump doing that, too.
Yeah. I love Drudge. Again, what's the Wi-Fi password? Is it no finger? Middle finger? Nub? Too short. All right. Checking in at
number four.
All right. Paul Ryan, last night on 60 Minutes. Scott Pelley asked him, how much time are you and Trump actually spending together?
How often are you speaking to the president-elect?
About every day.
Do you call him or does he call you?
Both.
When you call over to the...
He answers his cell phone. I probably shouldn't say that on TV. He just answers the phone.
You call Donald Trump on his cell phone?
All the time.
And how does he answer? What does he say?
He says, hi, hello.
He doesn't say this is the president-elect?
No. Now, he's a pretty casual guy. He calls me Paul. I call him Mr. President-elect because I have a reverence for the office. But, he's very casual.
Not for long.
Hey, this is Paul, and here's something I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
How long do those conversations go on?
Yeah, 20 to 45 minutes.
Again, Paul, do you know the Wi-Fi password at the White House?
Somebody's got to have it.
Someone's got to have it. Seriously, you know what this data plan is going to cost me if I don't have the Wi-Fi?
Who's going to break all the news on Twitter like Fidel Castro dying? He needs the Wi-Fi password.
Do you have the Wi-Fi password?
We'll get it.
I called Emanuel in Chicago and asked him if it was Nubs. Do you get it? See what I did there? I really want to tick him off. All right. Maybe it's Shorty. Shorty, is that it? Oh, too short still. Speaking of too short, call Rahm Emanuel. Oh, man. All right. This is going great. This is just going. He started, Stephen Moore started World War III just a few minutes ago.
That did seem a little.
His economic advisor.
He probably needed to say it.
Tells China to go screw themselves if they don't like what's going on.
It's the crooked media.
Right. That's true. That's the password. Crooked media.
One. That's what got to have a number in there. Crooked Media 1.
I like to use exclamation point.
You can mix that in there. That's fine.
All right. You know what I don't like? Underscore. I don't like the underscore.
It's confusing because sometimes you can't see it.
Right. It looks like a dash be confused for that.
The real Donald Trump. All right. Do we have Violetta now? The WGN traffic trouble spots?
I am available.
All right.
Raised in Chicago, reporting on Chicago, that's Mark Sapelsa and Micah Mater. Watch Chicago's very own Mark and Micah weeknights on WGN TV News.
Checking in at
number three.
As the top 5-5 continues, here's Jeff Waltz. He is the head coach for Louisville's women's basketball team. Was not happy that they lost to Maryland 78-72 and said, if any of you ladies think you're going to get a trophy, think twice.
We just live right now the generation of kids that are coming through. Everybody gets a damn trophy, okay? You finish last, you come home with a trophy. You kidding me? I mean, what's that teaching kids? It's okay to lose. And unfortunately, it's our society. It's what we're building for. And it's not just in basketball, it's in life.
Ooh.
Where's my trophy? I only got a ribbon.
If he wants to blame the loss of his team on everyone gets a trophy, and this Division I basketball players who got recruited.
Two really good teams, by the way.
Right.
Two good
great
programs.
Teams. And it's his fault. But he wants to blame society.
Right, so how is he coaching his team if that's what led to them losing?
Right.
Why don't you
Does he take some responsibility for that?
Taking the side of the millennials.
They lost to
like
the fifth-ranked team in the country.
I don't want a trophy. Well, you don't get one either. You know what? He doesn't get one either. Does he know the Wi-Fi password at the White House?
I Somebody to think get about it to this. Him. I mean, my God.
Maybe Obama. You know what it probably is? It's probably Kenya.
Probably Barry O.
It's probably Kenya. Kenya won.
It's probably thanks, Obama.
Hashtag. I use that all the time. Using my other Twitter accounts. You wonder how many other Twitter accounts he's got that he trolls on?
Secret ones?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, he follows a lot of social media.
He's
television.
All the Donald Trumps, not just the real Donald
right,
Trump.
He's all, right, he's the fake ones, too, and everything. Yeah.
He's at Donald Trump fan number one. Just tweeting compliments.
Gigantic
at
fan at John Barron.
Remember that? Oh, gosh. Didn't he call up as his own PR guy?
Pretending to be a guy named John Barron. By the way, Donald Trump is very good looking.
He can get anybody.
He can get anybody. He can grab him right by the...
Number two.
All righty, then.
Saturday Night Live took on Donald Trump again, dealing with the retweet phenomenon.
Kellyanne, I just retweeted the best tweet. I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Mr. Trump, we're in a security briefing.
I know, but this could not wait. It was from a young man named Seth. He's 16, he's in high school, and I really did retweet him, seriously.
We'd really like to fill you in on Syria.
God, Seth seems so cool. His Twitter bio says he wants to make America great again.
That is cool, sir.
It also says he loves the Anaheim Ducks.
And that is true. The problem is, it's like a joke, right? I mean, but it wasn't. That's exactly what it was. It was that Donald Trump had retweeted a 16-year-old about election fraud. Kid who couldn't vote.
Oh,
he retweeted about election fraud. He's the president-elect of the United States, and he's retweeting a 16-year-old.
Didn't he mention something about Alec Baldwin this weekend, too? I thought there was a tweet about that.
Again, unfair.
The Baldwin
totally unfair.
Couldn't get worse.
Couldn't get worse.
So sad.
Loser Alec Baldwin. Hashtag. Maybe Alec Baldwin knows the Wi-Fi password at the White House.
So this generation is, they get retweeted by the president. They get a trophy, they get a ribbon, they get retweeted.
A lot of recognition.
Even worse. Checking in at
number one.
Oh, boy.
This is Santa Claus.
This is R. Kelly.
Yes, it is.
R. Kelly was at a Christmas concert in Detroit, Michigan. And he entered into the front of the stage, and he was being groped by some of the people. You know, he grabbed the ankles, and they were grabbing his calves and stuff like that. And then one woman standing right in front of R. Kelly started. She had like a towel, you know, like
a towel.
Like a towel. It was a towel,
like a rally towel,
kind of towel. Yeah.
Okay, it's already getting weird.
Yeah. Yeah, to bring a towel to an R. Kelly concert, I mean, given his reputation, it's probably a good idea. Maybe he knows the password. Anyway, and this woman started toweling off his pants, like in the crotchal region.
Oh, my God.
Just toweling him.
It's a Christmas show.
And then she dropped the towel, and she started grabbing stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
At the Christmas show, there's a Christmas tree in back of R. Kelly.
When you say grabbing stuff, can you clarify what stuff is?
No,
explain
I cannot.
To the kids.
There are children right in front of me right now in the Street Side Studio. I cannot identify what that stuff is.
I'll Google it.
But the word would be junk.
Oh.
I was wondering why it was banned on all my social media. It just kind of said the headline, but then the video couldn't be played.
Right. You might use the word crank. I don't care what you use. It was being grabbed.
Did he look upset?
No. He encouraged it.
Oh, gosh.
Oh.
At his Christmas show.
Sounds like a scene out of Bad Santa.
Yeah, it does. I guess that's kind of what you expect.
So he went for the...
This is a whole new definition of Nutcracker Sweet. His reaction to the grabby fan is priceless. So he starts singing about it. It's hard to understand that.
Music speaks to me.
Yeah. And he started.
He has a way with words.
He does. And he said he liked it. It's a Christmas show.
I know.
He's a real artist.
Oh.
Hey, I don't know. Let me just tell you something. They put Kanye in a hospital for acting like this. Oh, Kanye. Forgot about him. He may know the password. Maybe it's Kanye 1.
He'll need it for 2020 when he runs for president and wins.
Maybe the password. You know, because Obama's a black guy. So he would know he likes Kanye. So maybe it's Kanye Cray Cray 1.
Could be.
Maybe that could be it. You know what it's time to do right now?
The top five at five.